Hola, good morning, Damasi. Good morning, Katrina.
Buenos días,
Good
Adrián.
morning, Suzanne.
Good morning,
Good
Geshe.
morning, Hedy. Good morning, Ramla.
Good morning, Geshe.
Good morning, Merjit. Good morning.
Good morning, Geshe.
Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Chete. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Geshe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Julia. Good morning, Kim. Good
Good
morning,
morning,
Edith.
Good
Good morning,
morning.
Dada Watkin. Good morning, David. Good morning, another David.
Morning.
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, another Karen.
Morning.
They all three together. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Alex. Sandra. Good
Good morning, Geshe-la.
morning, Phillips. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, Jessica. Anybody who's watching on YouTube, all of you, good morning. Alhamdulillah. So Alhamdulillah will lead us prayer, okay?
Start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Teyata Om Ne Mone Maha Munaye Soha. Teyata Om Ne Mone Maha Munaye Soha. Teyata Om Ne Mone Maha Munaye Soha. Now Buddha, medicine Buddhas. Verse of praise, and then the mantra seven times. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering in the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha at lapis light. Heyata.
Please go on. I already explained a little bit last Sunday. Maybe some kind of simple visualizations of Medicine Buddha while you are reciting the mantra. And you can do the same visualizations of the loved one, close one, relatives, your pet, your people who are going through physical difficulty, mental difficulty. You can do same visualization on their crown. So, okay. So then it'll benefit them. So Rangi Chiwo, your jiwo crown. Sanje Meji Ha, Medicine Buddha. Basically, what is Medicine Buddha? Medicine Buddha is like to heal. Physical problem, mental problem, to make our life healthy. Physically, mentally, make our life healthy. Then, of course, live long. That's what Medicine Buddha's practice is all about. Medicine Buddha's practice is all about make your life physically, mentally healthy, so then you can do good things. Another way to say, you can create merit. Create merit, what that means? It means like do good things. Be kind. Physically, verbally, mentally. That's what is being kind physically, mentally, verbally makes makes your life valuable, meaningful. best way to help yourself, if you, as I said last Sunday, if you really love yourself, be kind. Not about, I say, of course people try to be kind, loving, compassionate, being kind based on religious belief. It's not just about religious belief, it's about your life. Saying, oh, I really love myself, I care myself, doing things that doesn't really help. That's exactly what, when Shantideva said, Dunga Tordu Simejans, even though we have a wish to overcome from problems, complications, but it looks like that it looks like that we are going deliberately for more complications. So then when you ask yourself a question, am I deliberately going for more complications? Answer is no. So now then, what Shantideva was trying to say, all the method that we use physically, mentally, orally to achieve our goal is like happy life. We don't believe in our gut, from our gut, we don't believe being kind physically, mentally, verbally, that's how you achieve happy life. Well, we believe like, or to be aggressive, to be like, say, take revenge. Nobody taught us, of course you have to defend yourself based on compassion, no, based on maybe anger, jealousy, pride, aggressive. That's the wrong approach. That's exactly what Shantideva means. All of us, regardless, we believe in something, not believe in something, you consider yourself Buddhist, religious person or not, we all looking for happiness every single second. Same. Not different. Same. Same. If that is the case, that's the fact. If that's the case, so then being kind physically, mentally, verbally, you will become happier. Your life will be better off. Eventually, you just see pure. Taparamjam. You just see pure. That's all. Eventually, that's the idea. Taparamjam is you just see pure. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? If you just see pure, can you imagine that? Why your life will be more difficult? No. There's no reason to be your life will be difficult because you just see pure. So, healthy life, healthy mind is produced by being kind, verbally, physically, mentally. That's produced healthy mind, healthy life. Then your life will be much more happier. Wherever you live, even you live in the cave, middle of nowhere, your life is happier. So that's what we need to understand. Being kind is not just religious business. It's about your life. It's about your life. It's about your happiness. That's all. It's about your happiness. If you want to be happy, be kind. That's all. Don't worry what other people believe, if other person is a Buddhist or not Buddhist. Doesn't matter. You can be kind. You can be kind to Christian. You can be kind to other culture, other traditions. You can be kind to a person who is drinking butter tea. Don't get upset that person is drinking butter tea. You don't get nothing. So, Medicine Buddha, Rangi Jiwo, Sanje Menji, La, Rangi Jiwo, Rang, Your, Jiwo, Crown, Sanje Menji, La, Medicine Buddha. The symbol of, all the healing energies, symbol. If you know what Medicine Buddha looks like, then visualize that. If you don't know Medicine Buddha, so just visualize like dark blue light on your crown. Think they symbolize all the healing energy. So if you are familiar with the meditation Buddha image, so then of course it's better to find Rangichu or Sanjay Mijal, Kundo Mumbo, color, dark blue color. Color, what is the color? Dark blue. Bright dark blue. Chakye, the right hand. Chojin, supreme giving hand gesture, like this. Supreme giving hand gestures. Resting on the lap. And holding the upala flower, which is basically a medicinal plant. No need to be precise. It's like medicinal plant. Just visualize holding a medicinal plant. Left hand meditative posture, meditative hand posture. So holding a bowl, that bowl is filled with the medicinal nectar or amrita. But then of course there are like seven medicine Buddha, so see that. So then while you're reciting the mantra, you can do the same visualization of loved one, family member, close one, friend, you know, pet, you know, whatever, so visualize. Form of light, of course, form of light. So then while we recite the mantra, so then nectar flows from medicine Buddha's balls, flows from medicine Buddha, go to dissolve through your crown chakras, then purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, and you become completely healthy, physically, mentally, you become healthy. Oh. Why you want to become healthy? Because you want to do good things. You want to do good things. You want to be kind, physically, verbally. You want to say some nice word. That's why you want to live long. You want to cheer up other people. That's how you cheer up yourself. What is cause? It's cause nothing. Saying, oh, you look beautiful. What is cause? Nothing. Why we are so resentful to say something nice? Why we are resentful? We should be more stingy saying something harsh or negative. We should be more generous saying something wonderful, something nice. That is practice. Whether you are sitting down on meditation cushion or not, that is practice. Thinking something good, that is practice. That is called meditations. Meditation doesn't mean you have to sit down all the time. So easy to create merit. Why we are so resentful to say something nice, think something positive. That's something that you are completely capable. So now the question is why we don't do? Why we don't do? If you really love yourself, why you don't do? It doesn't make sense. Why you don't say something nice? Why we choose all the time, most of the time, or maybe all the time, better word? Better choice of word. It's all Buddha's teachings all boils down on, of course, how to guard three doors, which are body, speech, mind. Three doors. Then we don't have to go to look for somewhere else. We already have. We talk all the time. We think all the time. We physically move all the time. Why not transform that into something positive? Something positive. All the bodhisattva did is coming through these three doors. There's no bodhisattva has not like six doors. They have three extra doors. No, it's the same thing. So then you can say, oh, I really love myself. I care for myself. I have compassion towards myself. Very important. Okay, very, very important. So, so then of course, there are like, seven set of medicine Buddha, but don't worry. No need to worry. So that doesn't mean that I'm not like discouraging you to learn, but you could learn. It is knowledge. If something is knowledge, you can learn. If it's not knowledge, then nobody can learn. It's knowledge. You can learn. If you have wish to learn, you can learn. Well, that's like medicine Buddha practice. I think it's important. It's important to help, you know, to have some kind of like what I mean, like daily practice. What is daily practice means? It means something that reminds you to be physically do good things, mentally think something positive, verbally say something kind, something sacred, something holy. In the end, you feel good. As I said many times, you won't just feel good for nothing. Otherwise, everybody should feel good all the time. That's not the case. No? This is all the byproduct of what you could call meditations. As I said, meditation doesn't mean you have to sit down all the time. Some other meditations, you need to sit down. You can't develop shamatha by just walking, doing things. No, that's not shamatha has been achieved. Not every single meditation requires to sit down. You could be cleaning or thinking, oh, this is not just dirt. It's like this dirt is like my jealousy, my anger, my attachment, my thinking, my craving. Every single daily activity can be combined with the spirit practice. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. We just need to motivate. You know, so like, we are so good at beating ourselves. Reflecting on negative things all the time. That's not how life become happier. That's not the way to life become happier. No? Life only become happier if you manage to say something positive, think something positive. That's why as a monk you say a lot of prayers, because it kind of reminds you how to think something positive. For example, like for individual, may all sentient beings, the very word they say, may all sentient beings, is like you are thinking bigger, you are thinking big. That brings you happiness. So that brings you realizations of knowing that my life is precious. Because I'm saying something positive. So because of this life, without this life, I can say positive things. Because of this life. I can think something positive because of this life. I can do something positive because of this life. I can say something positive because of this life. I can liberate myself because of this life. I can enlighten myself because of this life. Therefore, this life is precious. It's not just precious, it's very precious. And every day, you felt this life is worth to live. This choice that you make every day. We choose to be kind. We choose nicer word to say. We choose better thought that benefits all of us. You do things physically that help, that makes people happy, make you happy, makes other people happy. So reciting prayers, all of that, it kind of like become like guided meditations if you reflect on the meaning of the prayer that you say. If you don't reflect, there will be no integrations. Integrations? Just knowledge doesn't guarantee integrations. Knowledge needs to be reflected. Reflection produces integrations. You could say meditative experience, same thing, reflections. Rather, integration is the same as meditative experience. Now you are experiencing loving kindness. Now you are experiencing compassion. Now you are experiencing joy. Now you are experiencing joy. Why? Because you are practicing loving kindness, compassion, starting from yourself. Now you look around, everybody, every single second, what they're looking for? Happiness, that's all. Nobody looking for suffering, nobody. Nobody. Nothing to do religious, religion, that's the fact. So now you decide, you give them happiness or suffering. If you give them suffering, they are going to be unhappy. You can't hope return happiness, no, because what you are giving is suffering. You can't hope for happiness, no. That's exactly, Shantideva, that's a wrong way, approach. That's a wrong approach to achieve happiness. What you're giving, you are giving problems. You can't expect goodness. That's the fact. Why? Every single second, everybody looking for happiness. Everybody wants to be loved. You know, everybody wants to be loved. So, all my friends here, so now you visualize, okay, so like, nobody's life is perfect. Nobody's life is perfect. Life is like a roller coaster. Oh. Part of the life sounds like a roller coaster. Don't ever wonder why I'm not happy all the time. But every day you can work for happiness. That's definite. You can work for happiness. Every day you can have happiness. But saying all the time I want to be happy, meanwhile all the method and the way you approach your goal, there's something going wrong between goal and yourself. Something's going wrong. From where? Through three doors. Body, spirit, and mind. Being kind, verbally, physically, mentally. Oh, that's the right approach to achieve maximum happiness. Being rude, physically, mentally, verbally. Nobody ever achieved happiness in the past. Nobody's going to achieve now. Nobody will go to achieve that in the future. That approach. Ramgichi wa sanjay mentioned hundong hongbu, chaya chunichi, arurata, evini, meri dhidhapa, muzhin namus. So then you visualize that on your friend. So then when you recite a mantra, the light radiates from the mantras. Also then purify all the sicknesses, all the like obstacles, all like complications, physical, related to physical and the mind, completely purify. Then your life become healthy. Why you want to become healthy? Do nice thing. To be kind. To be kind. Nothing to worry about future life, nothing to worry. If you live like that, nothing to worry. Nothing to worry. But daily practice, so you need something that reminds you every day. That's why you are doing, reciting mantras, reciting sadhanas, all kind of practice that you can do. You can do as every day and use this as a guiding meditations. Mainly thinking something good. That is definite. What we call prayer, people say prayer. many of them actually practice, it's not really prayer. So when you sit, it helps you to think. At that moment, you are thinking something positive. What that means? That means you are making your life more happier, healthier. That's exactly what you're trying to do. Okay. So then the mantra, the light reaches from the mantra. So then simultaneously that the nectars, medicinal amrita, the nectar dissolves through your crown chakra, purify all the physical sicknesses, all the physical sicknesses and all the problems that reaches the mind, completely purify, then your life becomes healthier. Then after that practice, you start to think about the well-being of all mother sentient beings, not just yourself, all mother sentient beings. Even just saying few money mantras, that's all you're saying every day, few money mantras for the benefit of all mother sentient beings. While benefit of all mother sentient beings, that brings you happiness, that's all. That brings you happiness, that's all. Brings you happiness. So that's exactly what you want. That's exactly what you're looking for. If you can, it's hard to believe that anybody's looking for miserable life. So there's tons of things you can do to make your life more miserable. That we don't need to learn. It's very easy. So, okay. Oh, yeah. So, sorry. So, too much been said. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So, then, medicine go down.
So let's say the mantra.
Oh yeah.
Say seven times. Teyata. I'm sorry. Teyata. Pekanse, pekanse, maha pekanse, pekanse. Raja samukate soha. Teyata om pekanse, pekanse, maha pekanse, pekanse. Raja samugate soha, teyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, raja samugate soha, teyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, raja samugate soha, teyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, raja samugate soha, teyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, raja samugate soha, teyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, raja samugate soha.
Shall we continue with the four immeasurables?
Mm-hmm.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And now the mantra for Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All my friend here again. Not just simply recite the money mantra. Turn that into meditations. Okay. Trying to transform that money mantra recitations, transform that into meditation, guided meditations. Please, all my friend, think about while we are reciting the money mantras. In order to fill our heart with compassion, there are some mental obstacles. So while we are reciting the money mantra, think about all the problems that are related to pride. Eliminate it. Think about that. Okay, think about all the problems that are related to pride, all the problems that are related to the jealousy, all the problems that relate to the doubt, all the problems that relate to the ignorance, all the problems that relate to the craving, all the problems that relate to the anger. Just visualize, while we recite the mantras, purifies all of them. Or free yourself from all the problems that relate to those. Six disturbing thoughts, not just you, all the people, all the living beings. Okay. So then it's become meditations, not just recitation of the mantra, it's also become the meditations of, meditation on compassion.
Not veiled by any fault. White in color, its head of perfect, your crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, Chenrezig all seeing one, I prostrate. Does it say this eight times? Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Can we continue with screen tar?
Oh, yeah.
Tara liberates from cyclic systems. Tara liberates from the fears. Tara liberates from all sickness. And prostrate liberates from Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Oh, yeah, very good, wonderful. Time to drink something, sorry. This tea is not good as the party makes, but better than nothing. See, not every person can make the same tea. Some people make better tea, some people make okay tea. I'm the category that I'm making okay tea, not the best tea. But they make the best tea. So that requires, it's not out of mere wish. It requires practice and mindfulness to produce the best team. So if that's the case, everything's the same thing. Everything's the same thing. Some people do very good meditation, some people do okay meditation, some people, so this is all like individual things. It's individual things. But we are all capable. You could make exactly the path it makes, you could make if you put some more effort, more be more mindful about all the measurements, so maybe it's possible. So same like you could become like you could meditate like Milarepa if you put a little more effort. That is possible too. What one thing that I also mentioned briefly last Sunday is quite important. You know, instead of talking, covering material after material, material after material, covering material after material, reading this, reading that, you know. Yeah, it's collect so much knowledge here, so much knowledge. As I said, just knowledge doesn't guarantee integrations. Unfortunately, no knowledge, nothing to integrate. Have to have some knowledge, you know. It's not like you create that much knowledge, then you can integrate. It's not like that. Any knowledge can be integrated, can be reflected. What happens if we don't reflect? What's the problem? Not reflecting, not having integrations. Next time, first time you hear benefit of money mantra, you are so, your mind's kind of blowing up.
Just blown, Geshe-la. It blows your mind.
First time when you hear the benefit of reciting mantra, it kind of blows your mind. Then there is no reflections, there's no integrations. Next time, it doesn't blow your mind. Even it doesn't move your one hair. Just forget of blowing your mind. What is that called? It's called chetep. You become resistance. You know, that's the downside. That's the risk. That's the risk. Just collecting all this time. Want to hear new, no reflection, no integrations. Next time when you hear, first time, it kind of blows your mind. Now, just forget about blowing your mind, even one move, one piece of hair on your head. Then that's called chetep, chugimit. Important. So what went chetep, that only happened, people who are listening so much dharma, people who don't listen to dharma, it never happened to them. Chetep. So that's the reason. Okay, so therefore, reflection, integration is critical. Whatever knowledge you have, even just simple as like knowing the benefit of money mantra, just that needs to be reflect. It doesn't have to be very, very complicated one. It can be just simply learning compassion mantra or mani padme hum, what each syllable means. Can be like that, just like that. So, last Sunday, what I quoted from Shanti Deva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, so critical, so important, it's very important. Why is it so important? Everything boils down on the mind. Everything boils on the mind. It's not boils down on how much you know. It's not boils down on how much you know. It boils down on your mind. The mind is good, everything is good. So that's why it's so critical, so important, so important. Chila Pavjan Dagini, what Shanti Deva was telling all of us, what's important, telling all of us, almost like begging, all of us begging. Don't beat up your life, don't beat up your life. Don't be mean, don't be critical, don't be pessimistic about your life. Shanti Deva was begging for all of us what not to do. Chila Pabjam, no matter what. Chila Pabjam is no matter what. Chila Pabjam is no matter what. Darkness, I myself, darkness, I myself, no matter what. Chila Pabjam, darkness. Gaveyi in the two missions. Gaveyi, pleasant mind, happy mind, calm mind, peaceful mind, pleasant mind, happy mind. They should not be never disturbed. Am I making sense? Correct English, is this correct English? Pleasant mind, calm mind, peaceful mind, should not never disturb. Now, if English is not correct, don't just go like this. You need to correct.
Geshe-la, it's should never be disturbed.
Yeah, should never be disturbed. Pleasant mind, calm mind, happy mind should not never be disturbed, no matter what. Now listen carefully. That's what Shanti Deva said.
Translation is, whatever befalls me, I shall not disturb my mental joy.
Whatever?
Befalls me, whatever happens to me, I shall not disturb my mental joy.
That's better. Whatever happens to me, no matter what kind of circumstance, same thing. It's all same thing. So which one is better, which one make more sense? What matter?
Whatever happens to me.
No matter whatever happened to me, no matter what kind of circumstance, calm mind, peaceful mind, happy mind
I shall not disturb my mental joy.
And also should never disturb my mind.
Yeah, never disturb. That needs to be more emphasized. Whatever word you can put it there, make it more emphasized. That's very important. You could know so much mentally, meanwhile, destroying your pleasant mind. How is it? Something that needs to remember, you know, through the day, throughout the day. Chila Pabja Dagini Gavini, 2 meters. Oh, now you are sitting with a group of people, talking, all kind of conversations. Now need to be more mindful. What is my missions? Never, ever disturb my peace mind, calm mind, happy mind. Oh, that's what I need to protect. No matter where I go, what I need to protect, my calm mind, peaceful mind, happy mind. That's one of the most important things that I need to protect. I need to protect that. When I'm engaging conversation with other people, walking with other people, even at the center, that's the most important things. Who said? Shanti Deva said. Is that true? Analyze. Is that true? What happened when you destroy your peace of mind? What happened? Can you say that you are happy? No. What are you going to say? You are saying, I'm very unhappy. Whatever happened to me, whatever happened to me. So that's big things. That's big things. Unfortunately, not everybody's kind. Not everybody says that. Not everybody chooses the nice word. So now, it's easy, not easy. It's important, it's very important. It's easy, not easy. That's why reflection is needed. Daily basis, you could say daily practice. That's exactly what daily practice means. Reflections needed daily basis. Interrogations needed daily basis. Based on what doesn't need to be complicated. One, it can be simply like six-syllable mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. How long it takes to say? Second. Please don't say that I don't have time to say Mani Mantra. If you don't have time now, when you will have time? Never. Time-wise, how long it takes, Om Mani Padme Hum, even take like second. Don't find excuse to say I have no time to say Mani Mantra. Oh, how much energy we invest in the negative things? Oh, this and that. Can be something very simple, Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh. So then reflections, integrations. Then when you are out in the public, oh, you have more tools to rely on. No matter what happened to me, no matter what kind of circumstance, I'm not going to destroy my peace of mind. Very, 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 very important piece of information or message or teaching that given by Shantideva to all of us. Let's say, whatever happened to me, if you don't protect, if you don't, another way to say, protect your peace of mind, happy mind. Or if you choose to destroy it, easy to do. Destroying the peace, destroying, building a house, that's not easy thing to do. Destroying is easy compared to building, is it? Destroying is easy. No. How you destroy, you express displeasure, unhappiness. That's how you exactly. You are thinking maybe you are going to achieve the goal that you are aiming for, being expressing your displeasures or like unhappiness. Wrong. Sorry, old my friend. Wrong. Who said? Shantideva said. That's completely wrong. Wrong approach. Need to think. Think. What Shantideva gets by saying that, writing that, nothing. Material-wise, nothing. Zero. Now, the modern-day authors, they make money. Every book they sell, they make money. They make contracts. They have copyright. Shantideva book, free of copyright. Anybody can translate. Shantideva was making even one penny. How much money Lama Tsongkhapa made writing all these incredible teachings? Zero. Zero. Zero penny. Then what is the intention? Just to benefit. That's all. Just to benefit. That's the most important things than anything else. In this life, many more lives in the future. These are the masters we are trying to follow their footsteps. Every single day, so many obstacles. Minute you approach somebody else, there's risk. There's risk for your peace of mind. There's great risk for your peace of mind. Somebody says something you don't like. If you dig a little bit deeper, why you don't like, you don't have valid reason. You don't have very strong valid reason why you don't just like. Whenever we approach other living, breathing, living beings, whenever we approach other breathing, living beings, that's always tricks. Always tricks. To destroy your peace of mind, happy mind. Or, at the same time, there's always opportunities to increase your peace of mind, happy mind. Opportunity is always there. At the same time, there's same amount of risk is also there. If you are reflecting integration in daily basis, you know exactly what to do. Why? Don't say I'm Buddhist. No, that's not a good reason. Because I love myself. I care about myself. I have compassion. Oh, that's the reason you do. You become more happier. Positive energy reflects from that. Benefit other people. Always risks. There's always risks. At the same time, there's always opportunities to grow your happy mind, peace of mind. Every conversation that you have with others, there's risks. Why is it bothering somebody? Say, oh, weather's nice, or weather's not that nice. Think about why we have to say that. Why you have to say that, well, it's not that nice. This is not the best choice of word. You could choose to say nothing. Or you could say, oh, that's correct, right? Weather is very beautiful. What does it cost you? Nothing. Or the weather is not that nice. Don't say it's very nice. It's not that nice. What do you get out of that? Nothing. Zero. But you say, oh, don't exaggerate. It's not that nice. But you get nothing. That's exactly what it means. No matter what happened to me, if somebody says something, what is the most important thing is my peace of mind. That's the most important thing is my peace of mind, nothing else. Of course, peace of mind of other people, that's also most important things. That you don't destroy them, it's the most important thing. What happens? You interview many friends. Interview many friends. You are spreading peace. You are spreading happiness. Next time, people are being more mindful. Or that person, never. You can hardly hear negative words come out of that person's mind. Automatically, you become more mindful not to say negative. You know, you don't hardly hear negative word from that person. That person always saying something nice. How you can be rude in front of that person? No. See. How you destroy peace of mind? Expressing displeasures, unhappiness. That's how you destroy it. You may thinking, oh, maybe I'm going to achieve happiness. Wrong. I'm not sure it's wrong or right. Oh, try that. Try. If you become more happier, then Shanti, that was wrong. If you become more unhappy, Shanti, that was right. That's how you tell. Is that true or not true? You can try. You can try to be mean to somebody else, then hope that that person is going to be nice to be you. Wrong. That never happened. In the past, not going to happen now, not going to happen in the future. That's the fact. Chandita is saying, don't express displeasures. Of course, therapy encourages you to express anger, probably. You can digest. You can digest. You don't have every thought that comes. You don't have to say it. You can digest. You know how to digest. Probably you've been digest many times. You know exactly how to control. Migha Chajan Dvimidu, Shanti Deva was saying, don't express displeasure because that's the no way to achieve your goal. Your goal might be happiness, but that probably you are not going to achieve by expressing displeasure. If you are expressing displeasure to the drawer, doesn't respond, you could kick the drawer, or maybe you accidentally tip the drawer, not looking very carefully. You can curse, you can spit, you can kick. What do you get? That drawer doesn't respond. Can you imagine, even we express our displeasure, unhappiness, towards the object that has no feeling. Can you imagine that? The result, your legs are going to hurt because you kick so hurt. You kick so hard, your legs are going to hurt. Draw doesn't get hurt. That's like expressing displeasure towards object that's not living, breathing living beings. I'm not sure what you're hoping. I'm not saying that you did that. You know, so some people do. I witnessed in my life, people throw things. So then after 5 minutes, you look, that person comes back, then they look at the object. Too late, it's all broke. Too late. They already throw, it's too late. People break their TV. Sorry, it's not laughable things, but people do things. People do break things. If you think deeply, it's just nonsense. We do nonsense things. We have to admit we do ridiculous things. We do meaningful things. So now, expressing displeasures. Choice. What time is it, Tomasi? Tomasi, what time is it?
It's 11:31.
How much time do we have?
I think we have 30 minutes, Keshela.
Okay, Dhamasi went to maybe Shamatha meditations. So Shanti Deva, Chilla Pavjana, Dagin, Gavi, Miga Chesan, Dhamitu. Shanti Deva said, expressing displeasure is not the way to achieve your goal. What is your goal? Happiness. That's not going to be achieved. Okay? Where you can find that statement? Chapter number 6. Expressing displeasure or unhappiness is not going to achieve. There's another way to achieve the better state of mind, happier mind. Not just that, plus ability to think something positive will be deteriorated. Ability to think something positive at that moment will be deteriorated, dramatically deteriorated. Then what? Happiness become zero. That's what you want? You'll get that. Zero happiness. That's what you get. Resolve. That's what you get. Very important. Very important. Sikijam, another mind-tending text, one of the masters said, Janam Kundu, throughout all our conduct, train your mind based on the word. What that means, you say the word. When you are about to engage into a meeting, about to meet someone, go to the store, go to wherever you want, if you repeat that word, chant that word in your mind, nobody sees. But you are the only one who is aware what's happening here. Oh, you'll be protected. When you are about to engage into, you know, so like when three people get together, there's three different consciousness. Don't ever assume they are thinking the same thing. Wrong. Don't ever assume that everyone is going to agree what you say. Wrong. So now that's whenever you engage into more than three people, your antenna needs to be up. Keep your antenna up. Not like this. Like, you know, the cockroach. They only get up when they have some kind of like where they're going to probably like have accident, then they go to antenna. Otherwise, why we do this, all this practice? For what? Nothing. Why you learn all of this? For what? For what? For enlightenment, you need to understand how to protect your peace of mind. It's all boils down. If your mind's okay, everything's okay. If mind's not okay, no matter what, nothing's okay. You get enlightenment by improving your mind. That's how you get enlightened. Not by how much you know. Not by that. You get liberated by improving your mind, not based on how much you know. I think I'm qualified to say that because I know so much, because I spent almost more than 20 plus years in the monastery studying. This head is filled with knowledge. Doesn't guarantee happy mind. Without reflections, interrogations, doesn't guarantee. So probably you agree with me, I'm qualified to say, because this is filled with knowledge here. You see this round one? Oh. Doesn't guarantee happiness. I think I'm qualified to say. Without reflection, integrations. No. Then, of course, devotions is the one key factor. Devotions, key factor. There is key factor. Mm-hmm. So this is very very important piece of teaching. Chila Pabna Dagini Gavi in the 2 minutes, Mikachija Dumbindu, Gewataja Nyambachus. In the text it says, magic will be deteriorated. The way I interpret it is like ability to think something positive will be dramatically deteriorated if you express displeasures and happiness. Seek up your own happiness, that's all. Seek up your own happiness. Shanti was, seek up your own happiness. Don't express displeasure, unhappiness. It's not going to benefit you. Different approach than therapists. Therapists say, oh, express your anger. I'm not criticizing them. Two different approach. You can choose two different approach. When you express anger, what happened? Other person will not appreciate it. Why? As I said at the very beginning of this class, every single one of us, what we're looking for? Happiness. Happiness. Goodness. So that needs to be understood very clearly in the initial stage. Therefore, Eastern philosophy encourages not to express displeasure. Nobody. Other person more likely will express something that you don't like. What happened? Then the peaceful atmosphere will be completely destroyed. Completely destroyed. Minute before you are enjoying, all of a sudden gone. Everything's gone. What happened? Each person expressing unhappiness, displeasure. That's what happened. That's the fact. When the mind is not calm and peaceful, you can't do spiritual practice. There will be no spiritual development. Within the community, everybody is fighting each other. There will be no peaceful atmosphere. It will have negative impact on spiritual growth. All the people in the communities. When there's more peaceful environment, it has positive impact on spiritual growth. Same thing. You know, every day we meet people, we see people, not nowadays much, but when you see people, different consciousness, functioning on the karma, we have no clue. We have zero clue. How you can assume? No. The best thing to first train your mind, that's the best thing to train your mind. Training other people's mind, that's like nightmare. Not just nightmare, that's the worst nightmare you can ever have. Okay, so please, that this week and next week, last Sunday, this Sunday, you can use this Shantideva statement to help yourself throughout the day. Remember what Shantideva said. Take that in your heart. If you really love yourself, take that method in your heart, and you will get immense benefit. Okay? So with that, then Domasi. God, Domasi, where Domasi went?
Hello, Geshe-la. Sorry, I was having computer problems. I'm here now.
Okay, are you out of the Shamatha meditations?
I'm out of technology meditation, Geshe-la.
Well, you said like how much time we have now? 15
minutes? We have about 20 minutes.
How's about that? Something that somebody wants to say something today or no?
Yes, Sandy wants to speak today.
Yeah, please go. So I just want to thank you, all of you, tuning in, and also, you know, like, hopefully that you take the Shantideva's message. Now, Domasi manifests in a two different forms. So that's good. So now Domasi is like manifesting two different forms. Maybe manifest, there will be more benefit for Kadamba Center if you manifest even more, like four or five. Oh yeah, so then like Sandy, please.
Okay, hello everybody. I just wanted to talk a little bit about our 2021 annual appeal. Fundraising in the time of COVID is very challenging, and there's so much need out there. And I know that there are many FPMT centers that are struggling right now. And so that's trying to keep tabs of everything that's going on and trying to see all of the different needs that are going on. The FPMT centers that are struggling have depended for so long on the in-person gifts that happen at events and at teachings. And while that has been a big part of Kadapa Center's giving as well, we're very fortunate that we have our sustainer model. We actually created this sustainer model almost 10 years ago, the Financial Development Committee. Chukila was on here, Susan Potter, Donna Cease. There was an entire group of people that foresaw these kind of needs. And we actually modeled the sustainer model that we have on NPR's fundraising model. And it has been, I think, very, very critical to the success of Kadapa Center over the years and the way that we're able to kind of monitor and take care of our fundraising and watching our offerings and how we can do this in a little bit easier manner for everybody. So that monthly giving has been really critical to the success of Kadapa Center for years now. And when COVID started, we actually made a conscious decision to not ask for money. When all of that started and all of that hit, the leadership and the Geshe's, we all got together and we decided just to offer. We offered the teachings, we offered classes, we offered practices. We stopped asking for money because we didn't know what everybody's need was and what was going on with everyone. We did do a small fundraiser for the super renovation, and that was also to offer people the merit of connecting with a holy object. So it was a very conscious decision on how Kadampa Center has always offered the Dharma freely, and it's because of all of us and the way that we have so many generous people and have had so many generous people since the inception of Kadampa Center. If you think about it, we truly are a dependent arising. You know, if that group of people hadn't have been sitting in Don Brown's living room 27 years ago and envisioning this place where we could share the Dharma and learn the Dharma and start practicing and learning how to be more loving and compassionate, you know, they, everything that they did has allowed us here today to be able to, you know, listen with Geshe-la and learn from our teachers. And it's kind of this paying it forward type of practice. And I think it's our charge to take this mantle and make sure that we're caring for the center and all that it encompasses in order that the center continues for the next 25 years. So it's this very interesting paying it forward model that we have. And as we come to the end of 2020, on behalf of the board, on behalf of everybody at Kadampa Center, I want to thank you all for continuing to fulfill your 2020 pledges and continuing to give as you are able. I know that some have, you know, run into challenges and stuff, but we're because of all of the generosity of our members and our people, we're able to continue to have these teachings and to have the center and take care of that. Since we don't have the in-person donations right now, the sustainer appeal is more important than ever as we head into 2021. We have greatly reduced our center budget, so we do have a reduced annual appeal budget. Our goal this year for 2021 is going to be $150,000. Right now, we're about 40% of the way, and that's without doing a whole lot of requesting and asking. Just out of the generosity of your own hearts, people are continuing to give. They're continuing to pledge. We're looking toward the future of how we're going to be able to, you know, sustain the center and hopefully even thrive once we're able to get back in the center in the future. We will continue to offer the virtual teachings, practices, and classes. We will continue to offer safe opportunities for us to gather in small groups. We'll continue to offer our family programs, our outreach and prison projects. We will continue to care for our stupa and garden Buddha and building and grounds. We'll continue to look for opportunities to be more environmentally conscious and more sustainable. And it was kind of interesting because when I was writing all of these notes, I was talking about, you know, the reflecting on what the center means to me and what the center, you know, I think it's important. It kind of ties into what Geshe-la was talking about, is that we need to reflect on what the center actually means to us and why it's important to support the center, why it's important to support the Geshe-las and the programs and help fulfill and grow that vision of Kadampa Center as we kind of have this new opportunity of what do we want to be with as we gather together and as we hopefully begin to think about coming together again in the spring or summer. If you are inspired to pledge to the 2021 annual appeal, you can find our pledge just by going to our website, kadampacenter.org. And every single little bit helps. We all pledge in different ways. I personally pledge a small amount with the annual appeal that kind of fits my budget, and then I look for opportunities to give in other ways. So it's just whatever works for you. It all makes a difference, and it's the paying it forward and just think and reflect on what this means. We will continue to care for our Geshe-las. We'll continue to care for each other, and let's look for more opportunities to do that. So I very much appreciate, again, on behalf of Kadampa Center, everybody that is so generously given. We are doing okay. We're not doing great. We're not going to go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff, but we're doing okay. And it's because of the generosity of all of our members and all of our people. There's so much happening behind the scenes that people don't see. There's so many people involved. For a center that's closed, really, it's amazing how many people are working for the center and taking care of the center and taking care of the things that help all of us continue with our practice and continue with these teachings. And to continue to have the virtual ability to gather, to continue to go to these things. There's a lot of people involved, and everyone is appreciated. I could literally sit here with a list and start naming names, and I still feel like I would miss people. So thank you all for everything that you do for the center. It's greatly appreciated. So I hope that you're inspired to continue to give in 2021. And really, the Sustain Our Appeal is even more critical than ever right now. So thank you very much. Again, kadapa-center.org if you are so inspired. Thank you. Thank you, Geshe-la.
That's God, mercy. Oh, yeah. So, begin the sentence. So, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, I really mean it, from the bottom of my heart, to thank all the voluntaries, you know, like begin the sentence, many, many years of voluntaries. And material-wise, they get nothing. So, you know, they work so hard for the center. There are many people. I just want to say again from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate all your service for the Dharma. And I pray for your life every single day. I pray for your life, long, healthy, happy life. And thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. So all the voluntaries. And whenever I have chance to meet them one-on-one, I express my appreciations. I tell them personally, when I met them, I tell them personally how much we appreciate their service. So, okay, one more. So I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you for all of you. Okay, thank you very much. So then with that, and have a wonderful Sunday. So then hopefully see you Wednesday. Oh, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. So all the voluntaries, so many of them, all the voluntaries. So many of them, so many years, so many of them. What I can do, just pray. That's all I do every day. Okay? Oh, yeah. So with that, so now, Hamala, please say the dedication. Then wish you all happy Sunday.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhima's victorious doctrine. Who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you, Ramula. Thank you so much. And everyone, Have a wonderful weekend. See you Wednesday. Hopefully, okay?
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you very much, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you,
Hamula.
Thank you,
Donna. Thank you, Lamanala. Thank you, Donna.